Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hit high and deep to center field. Myers back! Out of here! Number 17 for Rafi Devers. Number 2 in a Giants uniform. That's what they needed. They're back in it.
High noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Red Sox back at Fenway tonight for the first time since the Rafi Devers trade. They got the first of 3 with the Blue Jays. You can catch it here on your flagship station for the Red Sox, WEEI. I heard Greg talking about this earlier today. It could get ugly for the Sox on this homestand. Fans haven't had a chance, at least at Fenway, to voice their frustration over the trade, which I hate to acknowledge, Keith, I was on board with it. Not just getting rid of Devers, which I know you were on board with, and I think some out there, maybe not a majority, but many people were done with Devers. Greg's in that camp as well. I was one of the few who actually kind of liked the return. I liked Kyle Harrison.
Still?
Well,
yeah.
Kyle Harrison made his Woo Sox debut last night. It did not go well.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
Meanwhile, Rafi Devers hit a home run in a loss, but hit a home run for the Giants. His second last night, he had 3 more hits. So he homers. Harrison stinks it up in Worcester. Red Sox were off yesterday. They did somehow make up a half a game in the wild card race, and now they're back home for what feels like another, and I feel like we keep saying it, but they're all big, another big series for the Red Sox.
Yeah, and it's a team that has owned them, like the Angels. The Angels swept the Red Sox. The Blue Jays, who are a few games above the Sox, they're one of the wild card teams right now, but the Red Sox are 2-5 against Toronto so far this year. But this would be a series. If you win this one, not that you're going to completely sway people, but the thing is falling apart. Like, would you still say teetering, or is it toppled over? I mean, 5 straight losses is rough, and also the manner in which you lost those games. I mean, it was 2 more 1-run games.
Yep.
It was a bunch of games where you just couldn't score runs. You had a lead in all the games, so it's like blown leads all over the place. Even if some of those leads were early, still, you weren't able to hold on to those. And committing errors in the field, running into outs, like all that stuff that a bad baseball team would do, they have done over the last week. And when you're looking for answers, like I thought, which game was it? Was it the Monday game? I was like, all right, at least you have Crochet or whatever the game Crochet started. Like you got Crochet.
Yeah, that, Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday. So then you lose that one. You're like, oh no. You're like, that's the guy. Like you're at least going to win that one. Because didn't we sort of predict before that Angels series started, all right, Walker Buehler's going in the first game. That's a loss. Garrett Crochet's going in the second game. That's a win. And then it comes down to
to Dick Fitz in the rubber game.
And he went 4 innings and you lost that. But it turns out you lost all of them. Like, if you're not even winning the Garrett Crochet games where he's spinning gems, then, like, I don't know what chances you have.
And they let in all of them. And I agree with you on that. If Crochet's going to go and pitch like he's pitched all year and it's a 1-0, he hands over a 1-0 lead.
7 scoreless, you lose.
And 10 Ks, he's mowing them down. And you waste that in you let in all of those games. You've let in 4 straight.
Yeah.
And you've lost them all. You've lost 5 in a row, but in 4 of them, you led in those games. A bunch of them you led late. And it's not going well. It does speak to where the Red Sox are teetering, and it's all a tenuous situation. We do keep saying it. But yeah, I think they are still, they're only 2 games out of a playoff spot. So to say they're done or cooked, I mean, you might wind up being right. But they're not that far out of a playoff spot if they can turn it around. But they got to turn it around. We can only say if they turn it around for so long.
I know. I mean, we're
Fitz in the rubber game. I'm sorry. Say it again. Fitz in the rubber game.
Yes. Richard Fitz. They're past the halfway point. So like, it's like small sample or like, let's see what happens. It's just the lineup top to bottom is not performing. They're relying way too much on Anthony and Meyer. And like those guys are going to have to be the ones, I think. Like I don't. Story had a decent enough stretch, but like we kind of know what he is. Some of the other guys have their limitations. You have 2 guys that are good against lefties, but when you face a bunch of righties, like what does your lineup really look like? I've liked the Carlos Narvaez story, but again, not a guy that should be hitting cleanup or third on your team, you know? So they have a bunch of issues. But the one reason why, like, I haven't completely bailed on it is the American League has a bunch of issues. There's a lot of teams that you can't feel that great about that are all right there with you, and some of those teams are going to end up making the playoffs. You do have a Cy Young candidate, contender, whatever. And the guys going tonight and tomorrow haven't been that bad. You and I don't love Brian Baio and Lucas Giolito, but they've given you some good performances, games in which your team is in. They just need to they just need to score runs.
I mean, Baio was the last guy to pitch in a win, right? In the starting rotation. Yeah, they've gone one full time through.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's no great shakes.
No. He actually lost everybody that started has lost. They lost five in a row.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm terrible at that. Sorry. Yeah, right. They've lost five in a row.
Whoever was after Crochet, I think, won the last game. But either way.
So,
might have been Dobbins.
When it comes. Yeah, wait, no, that might have been it. Yeah. So, when it comes to Kyle Harrison, who, again, look on a prospect list 2 years ago. He was a higher rated prospect than Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
And one of the most highly thought of pitching prospects in the sport. I actually like that return in the Devers trade. I don't like that they made the Giants eat the whole contract. They could have got a better return if they would have retained some money. But I like Kyle Harrison. He has not shown it in the major leagues, Keith. You know, he's a 4+ ERA guy in parts of 3 years in the major leagues. Red Sox, on top of that, are manipulating his service time. They're keeping him in the minors until after the 4th of July so they can control him through 2030
right,
as opposed to just 2029. We talked about this with Bradfo yesterday.
I mean, I know it's a franchise. I know you have to think to your future. But if you're Breslow and Cora, like, what does 2030 do?
And also, what if the guy stinks? Like, I don't need the extra year. What does the extra year matter if the guy stinks? He made his Woo Sox debut last night.
Yeah, well,
I only had the
better there than here.
I only had the partial numbers because Nick was trolling me last night.
I didn't think he was going to make it through four innings.
Sending me all the Harrison.
I got the numbers.
So he went four innings.
Yes.
He allowed four runs, all earned.
Yeah.
On eight hits.
Yeah.
Walk one, struck out four, served up one tater. Now, left unsaid here, Keith, is that's a good Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders team.
Oh, they played the Rail Riders last night?
Yeah, they played the Rail Riders.
Yeah.
He had to go against J. Rodriguez, Vivas, De La Cruz, Rumfield.
You went against Renfield?
Rumfield.
Oh, he's Dracula's familiar.
Yeah. That was a day game, though. Was that night?
Munguia.
Yeah,
Munguia.
No, Renfield, that's the whole idea. Renfield can play during the day.
I've never seen Renfield. So.
Dude, Renfield's the familiar of Dracula.
He can be running around during the day.
He's like the errand boy.
Dracula at night.
He goes and gets some blood.
Dracula's
going to stay inside.
Munguia.
He only gets to go watch his familiar play
Jackson
at night.
C. Alexander, J. Rojas, A. Velasquez, and Ellis. So it's a good Rail Riders lineup. That's a good lineup. I just gave you the names.
Do they have Haas on there?
Ooh, good question. I'll have to dig in.
Right now,
maybe for next week.
Who would you swap Kyle Harrison out for right now? Bueller?
Yes, easily. Yeah. But they're not because, and look, he might
but
come
also,
here.
Who knows how good
he might come here and stink it up. Yeah. He might. Yeah. But like, that's your return. That's the key piece. I mean, Breslow said it yesterday on these airwaves in the front office report. He's like, we have a top back end of the bullpen guy and a guy to follow Crochet, a.k.a. we have a number two starter in Kyle Harrison.
Yeah.
And it's only one start in AAA, but he hasn't been good in the bigs when he's pitched there. They're manipulating the service time, and he stunk it up in his first start with the Woo Sox. Like, that trade is getting worse by the day, and I'm one of the people.
Depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself.
Yeah, you might be able to.
You might be available.
I'm one of the people who's defending the trade, and I'm having trouble doing it, and we're not even 10 days into it or 10 games into it.
Do you agree with this text? They are a very boring team.
They've gotten that way,
They shouldn't be, though.
No, they shouldn't.
The reason why they shouldn't be is because Jaron Duran should be one of the more entertaining players to watch. He's had a bad year, but last year, he was not boring at all. Every time he was up, it felt like something was going to happen.
Anthony and Meyer are here.
Yes.
They should be entertaining.
They need really haven't been.
You've got to make contact. You got to get hits to be entertaining.
And, you know, Anthony was for a game. Meyer was for probably a couple games. And then Garrett Crochet every fifth day is exciting. But that's, you know, you're still talking about what are you going to do with the other four-fifths of the games. Like, okay, that part's tough.
Yeah. No, I mean, they've become a boring team.
True.
Yeah, I don't know, how exciting people who are like, oh, I would sit, I wouldn't miss a Rafael Devers at bat or lying to themselves.
No, I don't think he, right. I think we would have the same conversation even then.
I think the Devers trade gave an opportunity for people to check out if they wanted to. And the Red Sox aren't giving them a reason to check back in. So I'll acknowledge that for sure. Now, meanwhile, you mentioned that comment from Breslow yesterday. Or you played, Nick, that comment from Breslow. Mm-hmm. Who's on a hotter seat, Keith, Cora or Breslow?
So I actually think it's Cora, believe it or not.
Me too, but it's getting close.
Oh, it's close.
It's tightening
up. It's close. I think what what Henry has to realize is if this season goes the way that it kind of feels like it's going, and if they end up missing the playoffs, I think you need to make a move, and you either need to get rid of both guys or certainly one of them. But here's the problem. If you get rid of Breslow, you're going to run into the same issue that you had before. Cora working for another guy who didn't hire him. So what are the chances of success there? So Breslow got all of the money from Rafael Devers off the books. John Henry's got to be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
They're two games under 500, and you have some underachieving players. You also couldn't get Devers to buy in to play first base. If I'm John Henry, I put more of that on Cora than I put on Breslow.
Me too.
And
I do put more of that on Cora, but I'm starting to look at it and go, well, you traded that guy, and we're going into the tank.
True.
And the Devers,
but they were bad with Devers.
They were.
So I think Henry,
and they've been bad for 3 years with Devers.
They've been bad for 3 years. They were one game over 500 with Devers
this year.
And yeah, and I think if you're looking at it from the ownership level and you say, all right, Breslow this offseason added all of our current best players.
Yeah.
All those guys are.
He did also sign Walker Buehler.
Yeah, he stinks.
That one's getting tougher to defend.
But like Crochet, Bregman, Chapman. And then even Narvaez, like those are good additions that weren't on the team a year ago. Breslow brought those guys in. So now you're saying, all right, what is Cora doing? Like Cora's not having a good season.
Nope.
And I don't know how closely John Henry's paying attention to that, but Cora, whether it's, you know, deciding when to let the starter keep going or take the starter out or pinch hit decisions, all the like in-game decisions for Cora have not been very good.
So who's on the hot or hot seat, Breslow or Cora? You can discuss 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Duran went on with Carrabas. They buried the hatchet, I guess.
They're best buds,
apparently.
Great.
Just give me the shortened version. We don't need the whole answer. He was asked about Rafi Devers and how his relationship was with Rafi.
It was good.
What does that sound like?
I love that.
Because if you read that in print.
When I'm telling the truth, I usually just sound like that.
It was good.
If you, good, let's see, what do you mean? It was a great relationship. What do you want? Why are you asking? Good.
You mean my best friend? Want me to call him right now? I can call him right now. This is a good friend.
Good.
You're like, all right.
So relax. I just, it probably reads well. It was good. Okay, well, that would read okay.
But it was good.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go on there and bury him. It doesn't sound
right. Look, I mean, maybe some people are reading into that and saying, oh, no, he said their relationship is good. Everything's fine. His teammates totally didn't hate him. One more time, Nick.
It was good.
That does not sound like much of a defense.
When he was asked about it in real time, he said, wow, it was surprising because it was Rafael Devers, but then I took a nap on the flight. I went right to sleep.
Like, this is me trying to defend Craig Breslow. After the weekend the Red Sox just had with the Angels.
It was good.
They led in all those games.
They've lost five straight.
Devers isn't doing anything, by the way, with the he homered? Oh, well, they lost again, though.
They are not scoring runs.
They're not giving much to latch on to. Say it again?
He gave up 12 runs.
The Giants.
Well, yes. Devers specifically gave up 12 runs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yes.
Devers.
Yeah. I mean, he hit a meaningless home run.
But they were good before he got there.
They were down 5-0. Yeah.
That was a good squad.
They were 10 games over 500 without Devers. They are 3 games under with Devers.
Wow.
And you let me know. Let me know if I'm on to anything.
They are now also out of the playoffs.
How about that?
How about that for a stat?
More fodder, Keith.
Joined a playoff team, has taken them out of the playoffs.
Single-handedly.
Oh, yeah.
Rafael Devers. Nice.
I don't think any other moves have
happened. I can't believe I didn't come up with that on my own. Good
hang
job.
Hang on to that
Rich
one.
Keith Stats and Info. Yep. Good job.
They're working late.
Let's go to Matt in Dennis. You've been waiting very patiently with some top Americans. Matt, go ahead.
Matt? Not one of the top Americans.
You know what? Let me put him back on hold. Maybe we could just check back in and see if he's there. If not, he was on hold for a while.
Top American would be ready to go.
Ralph in Cranston. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys. Look, Breslow takes a job as a general manager. He's supposed to be in charge of making the trades, making the team better. And as you guys said, he made 4 good moves. I don't like Buehler. I never wanted Buehler anyway. And now you've got an organization going after a general manager who's never really done this. And I think they're manipulating him. I think they told him get rid of the salary. And this guy doesn't know whether the poop will go blind with this. And that's what I think. I think he's cornered. I think he's looking at, I don't know what to say. Me, guys, I've put this for years. The problem, the guy I point my finger at is Kennedy. Without a doubt, you're supposed to be the CEO of this team. You can reject trades. You can say, okay, fine,
so,
I'm not, you know.
No.
I don't think Sam Kennedy has anything to do with player personnel.
No one wants
I could
to
be wrong.
I don't like listening to Sam Kennedy.
Yeah.
He's maddening, but I don't put a lot of the, other than, unless you just hate the spin, I don't.
No.
Kennedy's not making decisions.
I don't think he has anything to do with the roster. Unless things have changed or I'm completely wrong, I'd be shocked if he had anything to do with the roster.
Where does the phrase, I don't know if he knows how to go poop or go blind, how does the phrase
the origin of that?
Yeah, what's the, because like that seems like an easy choice to me. I would rather poop, personally.
Same.
Yeah, I don't, it's not even a tough call.
I think that's sort of the joke, I guess.
Would you rather Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Would you rather poop or go blind? I go poop. Although, you know what I watched last night, Keith?
What'd you watch last night? You watched something?
Have you seen Poop Cruise, the Netflix special? Have you seen this?
Poop Cruise? Oh, there's like a train wrecked series. They have the mayor from Toronto.
Exactly. The next episode is going to be the Rob Ford one. Yeah, train wreck.
So, no, Poop I haven't seen it.
It was one of these carnival cruises floating. It was in the news like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Carnival cruise floating around in the Gulf of Mexico. And they lost power. The toilets needed power, and all the toilets backed up, and it was pretty gross. Yeah, I watched that last night. Yeah.
All right, the phrase "pooper go blind."
A lot of people didn't want to poop on that carnival cruise.
I get it.
Yeah, they were holding it in.
Yeah, I get it.
Because they made him poop in bags.
The phrase "pooper go blind,"
spoiler alert, yeah,
is not a recognized idiom or saying.
Okay.
It is likely a misremembered or humorous variation of the phrase, not know whether to,
yeah, I know what it is.
Bleep or go
poop
blind.
Or go off the pot.
No.
Oh.
But the swear. I don't know why I wrote it. This is Google AI. Which means to be extremely bewildered or confused about what to do. The origin of not to know whether to bleep or go blind is unclear, but it's thought to have originated in the British Navy. And the first known written use
is scurvy. That's why.
Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Spit or go blind is another variation.
Got it.
Also indicating a state of confusion.
I'd rather spit.
Yeah. Same.
Don't isolate that.
Same.
Don't do that to me. I see them cackling back there. 617-779-7937. We have your phone calls here. We can get to the Red Sox at the trade deadline. And what's the likelihood, or approaching the trade deadline, and what's the likelihood they can turn this around and actually make the postseason?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you have any thoughts as to why Jaren Duran is taking a big step backwards this year? And also, what is the likelihood he could be traded?
I don't know why he's taking a step back. I think it's one of the biggest mysteries because he's healthy. He was a dynamic. We can't forget what a dynamic player he was last year. I think defensively and offensively, he has taken a step back. So I don't have an answer for that. In terms of is he going to be traded, I think we're going to have to ride this out. And this is one of the things that we said this when it comes to the Devers trade, this whole dynamic with this team. You have about a month. You have about a month to define what this whole deal, where you're going to land. Because I don't think there's any question that if you do think that you're going to end up with more wins with this team as after doing this deal, the whole plan was to have a good Jaren Duran at the top of the order. The whole plan was to have Jaren Duran be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But, you know, you have to figure this out. And what I'm saying is that if they are selling, yeah. I mean, I think that Jaren Duran could be on the table.
That was Bradfo yesterday here on Jones and Keith. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You hear him discussing Jaren Duran and the likelihood that Duran could move. I do find it noteworthy. No one's really shooting it down. You know, whether it was McAdam earlier in the week, we played a clip from the Fenway Rundown. That was Bradford with us yesterday. The Athletic, ESPN, which was written by Jeff Passan. Everybody seems to think he's a candidate to move.
That was good.
I was really thinking he was out, and you just heard Duran there on Karabas' podcast. I was really thinking he was out when Karabas was going at him in his mentions yesterday on social media, or a couple of days ago. On social media, like, I'm done with him. He's dead to me. I'm like, oh, if he's dead to Karabas, he's probably dead to the Red Sox. I thought that was an indication he was out.
Yeah, it turns out no. At least for now. I mean, it doesn't mean he won't get traded.
I still would be against them trading Duran, but I guess let me know what the return is and I could be talked into it. But I would rather hold on to him. I will say the series is big for everybody, Keith, on the Red Sox.
Of course.
He has very good numbers against Barrios. I was looking at this earlier today.
All right.
So you want a table setter. You want a guy to get you going. This is a guy who, in theory at least, can do it. So we'll see if he gets them going this weekend. They need it. Because
yeah, he does.
You got it in front of you. I looked up this morning. Like 10 for 21.
Yeah. 10 for 21, three dingers.
Nice.
The only guy on the team to have a dinger against Berrios.
So get the lineup going. And Berrios has been good this year. But Durant has had his numbers. So get the lineup going and win some games at home in front of a crowd that probably doesn't need much to turn on you.
This
being the first time back at Fenway since the Devers trade. 617-779-7937. Is it crazy to say they can turn around their season and make the playoffs, Keith? On the one hand, they're only two games out.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's a bunch of teams in the mix they got to deal with, and they're playing like crap.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go positive on it and just say the teams around them aren't very good. That Angels team that did sweep you, so you'd be like, Keith, the Angels are a lot better than the Red Sox just based on the head-to-head matchups. But that lineup kind of stinks. That rotation's not very good, and they're one of the teams that's sort of in that grouping. So if you get Alex Bregman back, and I know that's sort of like a big if as far as like what he's going to look like, how many more games is he going to be able to give you. But if you get him and if the young guys can hit a little bit more, I don't know, is that enough to be the best of this group? Right? Like, so you have one step at a time, but can you be better than the Guardians, Mariners, and Angels? Yeah, I still think so. And maybe I should start to change my tune, and maybe this homestand will start to do that. I mean, they've already played 82 games, so we're past the halfway point. Maybe this sort of team is what it is, because we were making fun of Cora a little bit, where he's like, oh yeah, like we need to make adjustments or whatever, as far as like all the strikeouts. Like, we've had all season to make those adjustments. Like, are you waiting for what, July 4th?
Right.
The All-Star break, whatever else it is. So they do have 16 games before the All-Star break.
Yeah, it feels like too many without Bregman.
It's a lot without Bregman.
Some rainouts. You joked about this earlier. Yeah. They need some rainouts to cut
punt
down
these,
that number.
Punt yeah, these yeah. games. Yeah, because then you have another, half. What, 10 days or 2 weeks after the All-Star break until the trade deadline. So what are you going to be? Breslow just told the morning show yesterday that right now, based on right now, they would want to be adding to the team for this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could simply just say buyer, but he said we want to improve the club for 2025.
So put another way, Keith, you mentioned all the teams in the wild card mix, and I think the best case you can make for the Red Sox is that the AL stinks, right? It's not even a Red Sox case. It's just, well, look at all the other teams. They're all flawed, too. A move here, a move there. If you just get your young guys going, if you just get Bregman back, a lot of things can turn, although you could say that about probably every team in this mix. They're one of only seven teams in the AL with a positive run differential, okay? It's the Yankees and the Rays in the division, plus 110, plus 81. The Tigers are plus 94. They have, I believe, the best record in baseball, although I think the Dodgers are closing in. They both have 51. They're both 51 and 31. And then out west, you have the Astros, Mariners, and the Rangers. I'll note the team you're playing, the Blue Jays, are minus one. So by the end of this weekend, they could be plus and you could be minus.
Uh-huh.
But you're one of only seven teams with a plus run differential. So right there, if you buy into that and you buy into that as a predictive number, then maybe they can close the gap, although a lot of that was accomplished with Rafael Devers here. He's no longer with the Red Sox.
It is, oddly enough, Craig Breslow seems to be, even though the records are similar, in fact, this year's a little bit worse, it feels like he's more confident in this team.
Well, this is your big takeaway from just his full interview yesterday, not specifics, but just his general tone and his separate answers. He's more bought in on this year's team than a year ago.
Because you're screaming it, because last year they were playing a little bit better than expected. This year they're playing way worse than expected, and yet he feels differently. So whatever stats, advanced stats he's looking at or whatever else, it was like, because it was a soft buy on the team last year. It was bringing in players to at least appease the guys there, appease some of the fans, but you didn't give up anything of consequence. Like, you didn't give up any top prospects. You didn't give up any players off your major league roster. And you added relievers, Danny Jansen, James Paxton. And you're like, all right, guys, we got this. But that wasn't like a real commitment to the team.
Speaking of last year, I looked this up because I'm trying to spin things any way I can to defend the Devers trade. Would you say beyond Devers, okay, so take Devers out of it, this year's roster versus last year's roster, which one is a better roster?
I think this year's roster is better.
Okay? That's what I think. Yeah. I guess we don't know, and I feel worse about the roster over days. And a lot of that is factoring in Bregman's return when he's not back yet, and who knows when he's coming back. They were 13-11 last year without Devers. So with what I think is a worse roster a year ago, they had a winning record without Devers. So let's see where that goes. They're only 3-6 so far since the trade, but they were able to win games without him last year. And that wasn't just an off day here, an off day there. He was out for stretches consecutively in those 24 games a year ago. Let's go to we put out our top Americans list earlier today in honor of the 4th of July.
Yeah,
top five.
Getting
Friday.
Out in front of it. We're not going to be on the air because there's a day game for the Red Sox.
Well, and I imagine
next
week there's just going to be a flood of these, Keith. I mean, I imagine the closer we get to the 4th of
Let's
July.
Let's get out in front.
Everybody's going to be doing their
Smart
top five Americans, all-time Americans, living or dead.
Any American. The only thing is they have to be American.
That's it. It's the only stipulation. Otherwise, you can let your mind wander. So the graphic is up. Terptra did just a tremendous job.
So the guy that wanted Rowdy Roddy Piper before, no.
Not no, but his character in They Live,
I guess.
Yes,
but
what
still, I know. But like Nick Brook came in and he's like, so the wrestling character was Scottish. The guy himself was Canadian.
Yeah, but the character he played in the film, American.
I think I'd rather have it all be American.
Okay.
That's why I went Kurt Angle. I think wrestling is a good place to look for these great Americans.
That's your own criteria.
Yeah, I want Kurt Angle.
Okay, so it's up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Keith's glaring omission is MacGruber.
Yeah, son of a gun.
Mine is Jack Bauer. I whiffed. Yeah. Matt is in Dennis. He's back on the line. Hello, Matt.
All right, Matt.
Hey, bud. How's it going?
Going pretty great.
Hey, bud.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, yes.
Are you?
John Daly.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Chuck Norris.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg.
Right.
And Bigfoot.
It's pretty great. That's good.
Honestly, that's
Pacific
such,
Northwest,
that's
Bigfoot.
Such a good list.
Bigfoot, that's
yeah,
a good
because,
list. John Daly.
If he said Yeti.
Yeah, I'd say no.
That's not necessarily American. I think a
Bigfoot, no doubt,
big
I think
feet
of.
Are American.
Yes.
Yeti, yeah. Your Sam Squanch, those are not necessarily yeah. American. Big feet, though, are.
So Snoop Dogg's a good one.
Oh, that's a great list. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg's everybody's favorite person now.
Gotta have Abe Lincoln. I mean, we didn't.
Abraham
gotta,
Lincoln, good
gotta
one.
Have Abe Lincoln in the mix. Twitch chat said earlier today, Abe Lincoln and Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
One and the same.
Are they?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. Abraham
Lincoln.
I didn't see
what
Abraham
What do you think?
Vampire
he's like a second Abraham
I guess
Lincoln?
I kind of thought
just
he
happened
like,
to be named after Abraham
I thought
Lincoln?
He was like dead Abraham Lincoln.
No.
No, okay. No,
he was just hunting vampires.
He was actually killing the undead is what he was doing.
So I had it backwards.
Yeah.
All right. Egg on my face.
So that guy's and Chuck Norris, good one.
Yeah, Chuck Norris, great one. Yeah.
Wearing jeans, giving out roundhouse kicks.
And John Daly. You said John Daly. But
good
John Daly's actually been a submission many, many times.
He's come up a lot.
Yeah, Twitch chat, text line, probably social media.
That was good because we've had other people suggest their top fives, and they've consisted of two people, and then we had one that consisted of 24.
Well, out of all the ones we've taken, and we'll solicit for more, 617-779-7937. That's the first phone call that's given us a full top five. Like, for instance, our buddy John in the car earlier today gave us a name and then an honorable mention.
Yeah.
That was not a full list.
Somebody on the text line is saying Sergeant Slaughter, which I would have to say no, because
no?
He turned his back on America at one point.
Oh.
He teamed up with the Iron Sheik.
Got it.
And went against Hogan.
Did he come back?
He became a sympathizer. Yeah, I think maybe eventually down the line, but like, no thanks.
That's a tough look.
No thank you.
Turning your back on America.
Yeah.
One of my favorite submissions today was Colonel Jessup.
Because
that was, I think a lot of people probably look, he was the bad guy in A Few Good Men, but if you're talking about an American, it's really Tom Cruise
Colonel
that weakened the country that day. Say it again.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders on there.
Not to confuse people, but if you wanted to Mount Rushmore, some colonels.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
What about Grimace?
If we're going down that road. As a top American?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if he was if he had being a colonel in his background.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I have different. Oh, I didn't know fast food.
He started out.
My mind went to fast
before
food.
Before he found his career, he was in the military.
So you wanted Mount Rushmore colonels?
Well,
right now?
I was just saying. I don't know how many I have. Colonel Sanders.
79 colonels. That was the worst team in baseball.
Colonel Jessup. Oh, it was a baseball team. Colonel of Popcorn.
Colonel.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here you go. Dice says turning against
Colonel
America
Clink?
For a period is pretty American.
Oh, I guess that is true.
I guess, yeah, maybe that's...
You have Randy Quaid on your list.
Well, I have Randy Quaid specifically from Independence Day. Where if you watch...
Benedict Arnold on there.
If you watch the director's cut like I did, you know that he originally flew his...
Colonel Mustard.
Plane. Oh, Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard has to be on the list.
That's a strong one.
Yeah.
Even if he is accused of murder?
Colonel Mustard was accused. I don't think he was ever found guilty.
Yeah, I never saw his trial. Did you? I don't know how that
went. Trial, but there are cases where he could have done it.
It's a hung jury.
But wouldn't that make him a good colonel?
Maybe. What, to get away with
murder rap?
I don't know if you want to be caught up in that nonsense.
Yeah. I didn't have... Well, I got to look at my list again.
You might
have
a murder on your list.
Do we?
Take a look. Good graphic, by the way.
Joey Chestnut murdered hot dogs. They did that
every 4th of July.
So many, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Terp had a good graphic. If you go to at Jones and Keefe on Twitter or Instagram. No, I don't think you have any murderers.
Nope.
I'd have to dig in on William H. Taft's background. a little bit more.
Murder in a tub.
That's what it sounds like.
Probably a lot of pairs of pants.
That sounds like.
617-77, a few toilets in his day. We got your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Celtics, and we have the Week in Review next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
What a week it has been here. The final week of June 2025 on Jones and Keefe WEEI. We have a lot of stuff to get to in... including this, where I think we could open our – we could maybe something new for the rest of the second half of 2025. This is an idea that potentially we could maybe bring someone in studio. And I don't know. I think it would be a good video, get people involved a little bit. You don't know what I'm
talking
about?
I don't even know what we're talking
about. All right, this is all the way from Monday's show.
Okay, let me hear this.
So let's see where this goes.
Eons ago.
I think it was John Cena and Cody Rhodes, like wrestlers shooting a basketball. It was a tough go. Did you see that? He didn't get off the floor at all.
Two-handed shot?
Two-handed shot from three.
Flat foot. This is a show brag, Keith, but we've both played against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Sick brag, bro.
No, Nick, we lost.
Yeah, no, we did. We did lose.
We lost.
Sick brag.
We were both members of the Washington Generals. Yeah. We both lost. It was close game. Close game, though.
It was competitive.
Yeah, well, it was a competitive game. I think Keith and
until
I.
Until the guy literally pulled my shorts down. But I'm not even exaggerating about that.
But I came out and airballed the three like you read about. Now, at least the form, I'll defend myself.
Better than.
Form looked
Cone
better
Rhodes.
Than that, but he got a lot more rim than I did because airballed one.
So then.
Sick brag, bro.
So then John Cena did like the punching challenge thing.
How'd that go?
It was kind of funny. He like fake punched, like a working, like stopped short of it.
Yeah, oh.
And then was like, I haven't hit anybody for real in 25 years. It's not going to start now. That's what we should do. We should have wrestlers come in here and wrestle Punch Jones.
There it is.
See how it goes.
Can they give him a chop?
Yes. I would take a big chop.
The odds on
me. I would take one big chop. He died doing what he loved, getting chopped by Intercontinental Champion.
By a buff man.
By Tito Santana. Just get like a jacked wrestler in here to get his one big chop.
I didn't know. I didn't realize the setup. Yeah. So I might have shimed it a little bit where I bit off more than I could chew there because they're what are they doing again?
Chops.
They're chopping you. But what are they doing to me?
Wrestle a working punch. Which again, sometimes these guys
I'd flinch.
You gotta trust him. You gotta put yourself.
I don't know that I would. I don't know that
it's
I
difficult.
Would. Difficult. Yeah.
We had a bit of a heat wave Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week.
Boy, howdy!
Which of course led to the greatest debate of all time: would you rather be really hot or really cold?
Yeah.
Like the coldest day of the year, I'd much rather be outside for 5 hours than the hottest day of the year.
Not me.
What? I know that, but we're talking about me now.
No, I know, but like seriously, you'd rather be out there on the coldest day of the year.
Yes.
Than the hottest day of the year?
100%.
Would you rather be out doing yard work in the heat or shoveling in the cold?
Shoveling in the cold. Not even close.
Yard work in the heat.
The idea of doing anything in the yard when I get home today is just insane. Oh, you'd die.
Yeah, but that's all. You're not going to lose a finger from frostbite.
No, we get heat stroke.
Yeah, maybe. You could get heat stroke.
You could get
I'm
heat stroke.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I'd rather risk
and
that.
And sunburn.
Lose a finger.
Oh, sun! Don't even get me started on this. We haven't talked about the sunburn part.
You can get sunburn in the cold.
Oh, please.
That's
not
sun.
Like this.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, a little windburn if I'm skiing.
Look at Tom Coughlin at a Green Bay game. That guy's face is purple.
That's true. How about Lambeau Field?
Yeah, the sunburn's from the sun. It's not from the heat. It's from the sun.
Yeah, the
sun's
still bad.
It can be sunny when it's cold out.
Yeah, but I think you get more sunburns in the summer.
Burned by the sun in the winter.
I'm just telling you, it's from the sun. You definitely can.
You load up the sunscreen during the winter? Do you? Okay. On Wednesday, of course, we have our Would You Rather Wednesdays.
Yeah, that actually wasn't a Would You Rather.
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, no.
It was because it was so hot. We had three straight days of 100 degrees.
Heat wave hot takes. That's what that was, Keith.
Good point.
Not to be confused with the Would You Rather Wednesday.
We did have the first of what could be many heat wave hot takes.
True.
This is just more of your classic Would You Rather.
Good.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes?
So that's cool. Right, the smoking monkey?
I mean, I guess
I don't want the smoke around my kids. Sorry to be that guy in my ivory tower.
I don't have the clean ashtrays.
The secondhand smoke. What if he vapes?
So they're both.
What about a vaping monkey?
A vaping
that's
monkey.
Really that's modern. Really
a hookah monkey.
Yeah, that's really. As long as he stays in the hookah room, then I guess that's fine.
I mean, the vaping's really more about his health and, like, who knows what he's ingesting. But in terms of secondhand smoke,
I think I would rather have a monkey than a bird.
Sure.
But no, I know that.
You're going to send your kids up to get them butts.
Tear your face off.
And it's way more expensive.
Georgie, go get me some butts.
The monkey goes out to get some cigs and never comes back. It's like, oh, man.
Here's the thing, too. The bird would live for 80 years.
Oh, at way longer than you.
At some point, you have to get rid of that monkey before it takes over.
You're thinking, no, like a monkey's not that big.
You're talking like MJ had Bubbles.
He's talking like kind of he's talking like the.
That's you're talking gorilla. Like Marcel. The little, are you talking like Ross's
the little,
monkey?
The little Ace Ventura monkey. Say yes, 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 yes. Yeah, we're all talking like.
I thought you were talking
an
like
orangutan.
There must be like 27.
No, I'm talking about like a little monkey that like.
He's still insurance.
He just sits there and like eats like.
Can you claim it on your insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, claim it as a dependent.
Yeah, but think about the overhead.
Add someone to my turn.
CC, you got Georgie, you got biscuits.
Think about the overhead on the bird, though, if it lives 80 years.
Yeah.
Although, think about the overhead on cigarettes.
Cigarettes, way more expensive. Yeah, no, way more expensive the upkeep for the smoking.
Or there. If you got like an older bird already, then it's just like old timey.
You got me there.
Swearing
bird. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh my God.
So,
like, we retired those.
Wow. We settled on bird.
Yeah, we did.
In a long roundabout way, we landed on bird.
Believe it, you didn't hear any of that there, but we did land on bird.
We had to condense it for time.
Yeah.
We have another player now, a major league player from the 20s and 30s, who I think now is going to be synonymous with our show. Once again, it was a little bit of a cul-de-sac to get there. I think we were talking Michael Kopech, but then we ended up landing on this former White Sox legend. I was reading up on Kopech, who, again, was a big prospect here at the Red Sox.
Yeah, he was the Chris Sale trade.
Did you know that in 2024, Kopech became the second White Sox pitcher to throw an immaculate inning in the first since Sloppy Thurston in 1923?
So Sale never threw one, and Sloppy Thurston?
Yeah, Michael Kopech and Sloppy Thurston.
What year was that?
1923.
Okay.
So post- Sox. So when they were really
Depression
kind of
era White Sox.
Yeah. See, this was after they told Shoeless Joe Jackson to hit the bricks.
Get out of here.
They were like, you lead the league in
we're
triples,
but
you're done.
We're cleaning it up. We're bringing in Sloppy Thursday.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, I would, as I said to Keith off the air, I would not Urban Dictionary that.
No.
Yeah, God, I would not. I would not look up what a Sloppy Thurston is.
You think the reverse Paul Brown something. Get a load of the Sloppy Thurston.
Yeah, you can't watch that on a work computer.
No.
There's no way.
It was good, though.
Certainly the sexiest position.
The Sloppy Thurston is Sheffy's sexiest. I mean, wow.
It's got to be up there.
You know? I'm not gonna kink shame.
So in a very related note, Cutter Crawford's out with a mysterious injury. So,
Sloppy Thurston. A real oversight on our top five Americans list.
You wanted to put Sloppy Thurston on there?
Yeah,
he had a good run for the White Sox.
I still regret Jack Bauer the most, but Sloppy Thurston is my second.
Honorable mention.
Biggest regret as an omission.
Five was way too challenging.
Yeah.
Should have been like a top 50 Friday for all these Americans.
That would have worked.
Top 50 list?
Yeah.
All right, we have two submissions for Brag of the Week. Two submissions. One from, I would assume, our Brag leader. Leader in the clubhouse for the year.
Oh, yeah, we got to check the standings, but yeah.
From WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart. This is from his show earlier in the week.
You know what I never have a problem with? Watching anything. I turn on my freaking TV, and it's there.
Sick Brag, bro.
Wow.
Guy can watch TV.
Yeah, he's like,
the best of
he's like a next-level human.
Nobody watches TV like Andy Hart.
No one.
He has no problem.
Yeah.
Turns it on, there it is. You want a show? There it is. All right, also, there's a big discussion all week long on the morning show about the greasy pole in Gloucester and about how you can get in line, I guess, for this thing. It's like the biggest deal down there. They're trying to get Chris Scheim on there. They're working all the different angles to get it in there. And then they had a guy who apparently is in charge of this bad boy. He called in to clarify what was going on.
So was this, I didn't realize, was this like an unprompted call? He's like, guys, I'm going to set you straight on this.
I forget.
This wasn't like a coordinated interview.
No. So okay. I forget the gentleman's name. I apologize. But he... He's going head to head now with Andy Hart.
I think it was Tom.
Tom called in.
I think.
What? Yeah, you think? Tom and Gloucester.
I think it was Tom.
He called in and is now competing head to head with Andy Hart.
My job is to oversee the greasy pole.
Sick Brag, bro.
There you go.
I mean, that
he oversees the greasy pole.
And he feels like I've only heard him
nothing to do with Sloppy Thurston.
look, he has, I'd imagine in his everyday life, we just heard the one clip there. I've only heard him speak one time.
My job is to oversee the greasy pole.
Sick brag, bro.
How many times do you think he works that into everyday conversation?
I would probably mention that to everybody I ever met.
Most times.
Yeah.
I would say, look, we gave you two options there. Are they, they're not co-brags of the week. Like, we got to pick one for the standings.
I mean, you can just, you know.
I would go with the man who runs the
guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real brag.
I'm going to reach out to Shime, see if there's any greasy pole update.
Yeah, now, while I'm looking at, I was actually skimming through their timeline real quick to be like, hey, let me get Tom's name. I'm pretty sure it was Tom. I couldn't scroll back far enough, but yeah. I see some footage of them. It looked like watching the greasy pole.
I thought they didn't do it till way later in the day, and that's why they weren't going to be able to run it during their show.
Yeah, I'm skimming through. Never mind. Strike that from the record. But yeah, we'll see if Shime's actually allowed to compete in this thing and whether or not he breaks ribs.
Give you an update.
Which I guess is in play.
Apparently so.
So that is the Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe. You can discuss 617-779-7937. More top American nominations.
Not going to happen.
And text line, what? Not going to happen?
Unfortunately,
he's out?
Shime says, unfortunately, not going to happen.
Oh, I don't know if that's breaking newsworthy or not, but what is it again?
He wrote, I go, any greasy poll update. He said, unfortunately, not going to happen.
Mm.
Sick brag, bro.
Right. I'd be really thanking whatever God I pray to. Yeah,
you actually have a good weekend?
Yeah, I would be very happy that I'm not allowed.
Comfortably?
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll get back to the Celtics coming up, along with more top American nominations next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.